Allowing the patient to live a normal life and giving her back some dignity is the objective of this surgery performed in Jawun Hospital in northern Nigeria. Since 2008, the aid group Doctors Without Borders has operated on women with obstetric fistulas, also known as VVF. The condition is a tear between the vagina and the bladder or the rectum. It results from a difficult or prolonged childbirth without proper medical assistance, which provokes tissue necrosis. Fatima Mohammed gave birth a few weeks ago.
I spent 2 days in labor and then I passed out. I was unconscious for 4 days. I don't even remember which day I gave birth. After I delivered, this is when I started having a VVF and started to leak.
Each month in Jawun, the surgeons hired by Doctors Without Borders operate on about 20 women. The fistula is not lethal, but causes a permanent incontinence. Women get soiled, smell bad, and then their life collapse. They are often rejected by their husband and pushed aside by the community, as Hafsa Musa has experienced.
Because I was leaking, I thought my husband was going to leave me because he had spent so much money for me at the hospital.
After the surgery, the patients have physiotherapy sessions and a psychosocial follow-up to help them get back into society. The goal is also to break the taboo over this infirmity. The VVF can be avoided and can be healed, as Jawun Hospital's nurse Bilkisu Aliyu explains.
When they come, we have a different type of treatment because some of them doesn't even need surgery. With catheter treatment, they can be fine. And some of them will undergo surgery and they will be fine.
But the challenge is still huge. Each year, 600,000 new cases are detected, one-third of them in Africa. Emily Yob for VOA News, Jawun, Nigeria.